आचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। गंगा माई की जय, जमुना माई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय, श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय, श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी की जय, ललिता विशाखा जी की जय, सीताराम जी लक्ष्मण जी हनुमान जी की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय, तय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग श्री प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नष्ट प्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23 and text number 15. The title is Maharaj Pruthu's Going Back Home. Utsarpayam sa tu tam murdhni kramen avesya nispruhaham vayum vayo क्षितौ कायं तेजस तेजस्य अयुजुजात। उत्सर्पयंस्तु तं मूर्धनि, उत्सर्पयंस्तु तं मूर्धनि क्रमेण वेश्य निःस्पृहः, क्रमेण वेश्य निःस्पृहः वायुं वाययुक्षितौ कायम्, वायुं वाययुक्षितौ कायम् तेजस तेजस्य अयुजुजात्, तेजस तेजस्य अयुजुजात्। उत्सर्पयं तु तं मूर्धनि क्रमेण वेश्य निःस्पृहः वायुं वाययुक्षितौ कायम् तेजस्तेजस्य अयुजुजात्। वायुक्षितं कायं तेजस्तेजस्य कायम् तेजस्तेजस्य क्रमेण वेश्य निःस्पृहः వాయుక్షితౌకాయం తేజస్తేజోజత మూర్ధని వాయుక్షితౌకాయం తేజస్తేజస్ మాతాజీస్ ఉత్సర్పాయం దస్ ప్లేసింగ్ టు బట్ థమ్ ద ఎయిర్ మూర్ధని ఆన్ ద హెడ్ క్రమేణ గ్రాజువలీ అవేశ్య ప్లేసింగ్ నిస్పృహ being freed from all material desires. Vayum, the air portion of the body. Vayu, in the total air, covering the universe. Chitau, in the total covering of earth. Kayam, this material body. Tejaha, the fire in the body. Tejasi, in the total fire of the material covering. Ayujujat, mixed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Prithvi Maharaj gradually raised his air of life up to the hole in his skull, whereupon he lost all desire for material existence. Gradually he merged his air of life with the totality of air, his body with the totality of earth, and the fire within his body with the totality of fire. Please follow me, responsible. In this way, Prithvi Maharaj gradually raised his air of life up to the hole in his skull, whereupon he lost all desire for material existence. Gradually he merged his air of life with the totality of air, his body with the totality of earth, and the fire within his body with the totality of fire. Purport. When the spiritual spark, which is described as 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair, is forced into material existence, that spark is covered by gross and subtle material elements. The material body is composed of 5 gross elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And 3 subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego. When one attains liberation, he is freed from these material coverings. Indeed, success in yoga involves getting free from these material coverings and entering into spiritual existence. Lord Buddha's teachings of nirvana are based on this principle. Lord Buddha instructed his followers to give up these material coverings by means of meditation and yoga. Lord Buddha did not give any information about the soul, but if one follows his instructions strictly, he will ultimately become free from the material coverings and attain nirvana. When a living entity gives up the material coverings, he remains a spirit soul. This spirit soul must enter into the spiritual sky to merge into the Brahman effulgence. Unfortunately, unless the living entity has information of the spiritual world and the Vaikunthas,
there is a 99.9% chance of his falling down again into material existence. There is, however, a small chance of being promoted to a spiritual planet from the Brahman effulgence, or the Brahma Yoti. This Brahma Yoti is considered by impersonalists to be without variety, and the Buddhists consider it to be void. In either case, whether one accepts the spiritual sky as being without variety or void, there is none of the spiritual bliss which is enjoyed in the spiritual planets, the Vaikunthas or Krishna Loka. In the absence of varieties of enjoyment, the spirit soul gradually feels an attraction to enjoy a life of bliss. And not having any information of Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Loka, he naturally falls down to material activities in order to enjoy material varieties.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatamaha Bande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhavam. So here we see in this chapter, Maharaj Prabhu is going back home. Already we discussed several back days we are discussing leaving, how to leave the body. So we see also in Bhagavad Gita, this chapter, attaining supreme, no? The similar chapter, like there is the theory and here is the practical, we see. So Bhagavatam is the practical, we see the devotees, how they go through, how they follow Bhagavad Gita. So that's we are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here the question comes, what Bhagavad teaches exactly. Like this is a how to die, means like the art of dying. It's like art of dying, how to die peacefully or how to die nicely. This is the art of dying. Like nowadays, everybody is behind the art of living. Everybody wants to follow the art of living, how to live nicely, no? But we see here, if we learn art of dying, that definitely path, art of living is falling on the track, which is always, art of living is already performed, if we learn art of dying. But if we learn only art of living, we may forget art of dying. But the human life's important time is what? The time of death. See, in any other living entity, if you say even from demigods to any other lower entities, they cannot perform this art of dying. Because when they are in the higher platform, in the sense of demigod stage, they completely forget that there is a death. They enjoy so much, so that's why they forget about the death. And lower planetary system also, lower entities, lower jivas, they do not have any idea about death also. Because they just pass through. Like they burn, then they do their works, then they die. So that's like a regular process. But a human being is so important that he can only consider, because he has to go through, he has that free will. Every jiva has a free will, but in human being, that he can use it perfectly, if he wants, if he likes. That's why the human life is very important. So here he can see he can learn the art of dying. Like Prithu Maharaj is performing now. Like in Prithu Maharaj, this chapter, in Prithu Maharaj Charita, and when it has performed in Satya Yoga. And that time, he was following that time Dharma, which is Dhyana, and all this Muktasana and all these things. But here in this Kali Yuga, we got the idea how to die. But in Kali Yuga, we cannot perform that. It is not practical for Kali Yuga people. So,
Here we see like in Bhagavad Gita, that 8th chapter, it's giving us the all the clues, like in every step of human being, like in every platform, like there is so different kinds of human being, which is like they perform the karma yoga, they perform jnana yoga, some people perform bhakti yoga. But to learn the art of dying, one has to be a yogi. Doesn't matter which kind of yogi, but he has to be a yogi. Yogi means they have to follow the rules and regulations. That way he can be a yogi. Not like whimsically, they just want whatever they want. Then nobody can be yogi. One can be yogi only if they follow the rules and regulations prescribed on the Shastra. So, for Kali Yuga, for this age, it's not practical to perform the other processes, even for the dying, even. Like in Bhagavad Gita, we say like that, 8th chapter, verse 6, Jam jam bapi smaranam bhavam, tejante kalevaram, tam tam evaiti kuntaya, sada tad bhava bhavitaha. So this verse is saying, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. So this is one verse is saying that whatever we think at the time of death, we'll get accordingly. The next birth. So here we get the example of Bharat Maharaj. Like Bharat Maharaj story, everybody knows the Bharat Maharaj story. Like he left everything, whole kingdom, then he went to the forest and practicing yoga because he wants to practice now the art of dying because he is a clever man and clever person and he is the king and he was also a devotee. That's why he went forest to give up everything and to perform the art of dying. But while he was performing this art of dying, he was some interaction with a deer. And he got the developed attachment towards the deer. So here we see and what mistake Bharat Maharaj did. He was performing regularly everything, but he got the attachment. And here also we say, like in this purport, Prabhupada is saying, when he is transcending that life air into the skull, that time he has to detach from everything. So he has to detach from, when in the last moment we have to detach from everything, there is not of a single attachment to anything except the Supreme Lord. Then we will get the supreme place. So here in Bharat Maharaj, what he did? He forget that he developed the attachment, and by that attachment, in the end of his life, now he knew that, okay, my death is here now. Death is there, but still the attachment is there. And why that attachment came? And from that attachment, he developed another sentiment that he is the maintainer. He said, after me, who is going to maintain this deer? He developed that, but Krishna is the only maintainer. There is no other second maintainer. Like Lord Vishnu, he's like Brahma is creator, Lord Vishnu is maintainer, and Lord Shiva is the inhalator. So Krishna and Lord Vishnu is the only maintainer. So in this time, Bharat Maharaj, though he was very clever, but in that moment, he forget that. He thought, without me, how this deer will live after me? That's why he forget that time. He did that mistake. Because of that, end of his life, at the time of death, he remember deer. So he got a deer birth. But though he was so advanced, he still remembered in next life what was happened. So after that, he corrected himself. So in another verse in Bhagavad Gita, same chapter, 8th chapter, 8.5, the previous verse is saying, Anta kale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram jap prayati samad bhavam janti nasti nestya atra samsayaha. So, see this verse, you see, Krishna is saying, and whoever at the end of his life quit his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature, of this there is no doubt. So in this verse is the translation. The time when he quits his body, remembering me alone, Krishna is saying. So one cannot remember Krishna with something else. So one has to remember only Krishna, time of death. There's only alone, like Krishna said, only me. No, we cannot think about, okay, this thing and plus Krishna. This thing or something minus Krishna or plus Krishna, no. Only Krishna. Then he will attain the supreme bliss. That Krishna is like, clearly is stating here. Remembering me alone, at once, attain my nature. What is Krishna's nature? Satchidanandamaya. So immediately, he will attain the Satchidanandamaya nature. Which is itself our nature is also Satchidanandamaya, but we have the covers. So that covers completely go away in the time of death if we think Krishna. So, and in this chapter, these are like all these verses is for like some verses for the karma yogis, some verses for the jnana yogis to think. And another verse in this chapter also, 8:14, Krishna is saying that ananya chetaha satatam jo mam smarati nityasyah tasyaham sulabha partha nitya juktasya yogina. So this is Krishna is stating here for the bhakti yogis, for the devotional, those are performing devotional service. So in Bhagavad Gita, everything Krishna is gave for everybody, every kind of people. So here he is saying, for one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain. O son of Artha, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. So Krishna also here giving those are performing bhakti yogis. That means in for the future, those people will come in Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga, only devotional service is the only dharma. Or Harer Nam, Harer Nam, Harer Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyatha. And with this Harinam, we have to perform the, we have to learn the art of dying. So, how you know, like when we do the yoga and meditation, this performs, they say, you will control your senses, will detach from all the material enjoyments, and then our mind will only completely constantly engage, will constantly think the Brahma, Brahman, or Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how we know that in Hare Krishna Mahamantra when we chant, no? What will happen? When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then how we know that it will also help to do this thing? So that one proof given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhavan, Vidagdha Madhavan Nataka, one verse he wrote, which is like a glorification for the holy name, which is very, very nice verse. And that verse is explaining how this holy name, like we know that holy name is non-different from Krishna, is same as Krishna. Nama Nami Abhirna. And that verse he's saying, Tunde Tanda Vini Ratim Bitanute Tunda Vali Labdhaye Karna Kroda Kadam Vini Ghatayate Karna Vadhebhya Spruham Chetaha Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritim No Jani Janita Kyavdhir Amritei Krishneti Varnadoi. So he's saying in this verse, in third line of this verse, he's explaining how it controls everything. So in this verse translation, I'll read here. I do not know how much nectar the two-syllable Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the whole of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, he's saying here. And therefore all the senses become inert. So when one chant holy name, what happens? It conquers the activities of the mind. Normally the yoga padhati, why you do the yoga? To control the mind first, no? Control the mind. So here he's giving the proof. By chanting the holy name, what will happen? It conquers the activities of the mind. And therefore all the senses become inert. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Rasa Lalita Visakha ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So, by chanting this holy name, it will conquer the activities of mind. And then, because all the senses under the mind, so all the senses become inert. So that's why this holy name is perfect for this age. And this holy name can be chanted anywhere, anytime. It's not like other yogas we cannot do. It needs like some place, circumstances, sthana, kala, patra, everything needed. But the holy name, don't need anything. And by chanting holy name, we can also control the mind, and also it will inert the senses. That way we can get the perfection also. So it is also important. And another verse also is saying, in Chaitanya Chandramrita, Prabhupada Saraswati also saying that it's a prayer for Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's saying, Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate, Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali, Prakshata Drashtayate, Visampuna Sukhayate, Vidhi Mahindra Disha Kitayate, Jatkarunya Kataksha Vaibhava Tam Gaura Mevastube. So, in this verse he's saying, Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate. When I will get only a single glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, single merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what the jiva attains? What the jiva get? He gets Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate. That means, Kaivalya means this Brahma Sajujya Mukti, which is called Brahman, merged into the Brahman, that Mukti. It's like Kaivalya Narakayate. It will feel like a hell. Kaivalya Narakayate. Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate, or this, all these like heavenly planets, everything. Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate. This is just like a flower. What is the flower, nature of the flower? In the morning, the flower is blossom and fresh. In the evening, it's no more value in the flower, no? So the same thing. It's like this Tridasa Purakasa Puspayate. Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali Prakshata Drashtayate. So these Indriyas are so strong. It's like Kala Sarpa. Like, Kala Sarpa means, what did I say? Like the snake. It's like very poisonous snake, no? One time bite means death. That kind of thing. You say, Kala Sarpa Patali Prakshata Drashtayate. This will stand still. It won't move the Indriyas. By one merciful glance of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kala Sarpa Patali Prakshata Drashtayate. Then Indriyas still now. Indriyas are inert. Same way like Hare Krishna Mahamantra we chant. Same way if we get Mahaprabhu's mercy. One merciful glance. We get that benefit. Indriyas won't move. But we have to get that merciful glance of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali Prakshata Drashtayate Visampurna Sukhayate. We'll feel whole world will be peaceful, will be blissful. Sukhayate, happy. Sukhayate. Vidhi Mahindra Disha Kitayate. Vidhi Mahindra means, Vidhi means Lord Brahma. Brahmapad. Brahmapad. Vidhi Mahindra means Indrapad. Vidhi Mahindra Disha Kitayate. It will feel like a bug, like a, just like a kita. We will not hanker for those things. Like we do not want to be kita, no? That's why we don't want to be, that's a devotee. When one person will get the merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he'll feel like that. He will not desire for any Brahmapada or Indrapada. Kitayate. Vidhi Mahindrajisa Kitayate. Jatkarunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam Gaurame Vastube. When I will get that merciful glance of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I will get all this benefit. So we have to pray to Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in this Kali Yuga, who is the Lord in Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga avatar, no? Chaitanya Nithair, no? So in this Kali Yuga, the Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to pray him to give a merciful glance towards us. Then we'll get the perfection. See, Kali Yuga, the Lord made it very simple and very easy also to get the perfection. But we have to put our desire towards that. Like we have to put our greed, put our lobha towards that. Then we'll get that. So that way we see in this age, like also, so then we'll be detached from everything and then we'll get the perfection. Like they say, Nama Sankirtana Hoite Hoy, Sarvar Narthanasa. Nama Sankirtana Hoite Hoy, Sarvar Narthanasa. By doing this Nama Sankirtan, all the unearthas will go away. Nama Sankirtan has that much powerful. So, Sarva Subhadaya Krishna Premara Ullas. So this Nam, like we are discussing last few days, like somebody was asking question like, okay, in the time of death we chant the name, no? Holy name. Then why not they didn't get the perfection? So, but another thing also here comes, the chanting of holy name, to chant the holy name, there is three states, three platform. One is Nama Aparadha stage, one is Nama Bhasa stage, one is Shuddha Nama stage. So, in the time of death, is the most important is what we are thinking. That's the most important. And that will connect the way we are chanting, which way we are chanting. We are chanting in Nama Aparadha stage, or in Nama Bhasa stage, or in Nama Shuddha Nama stage. So, in I will give the example of Ajamil there, like what happened to Ajamil? Ajamil has the Nama Bhasa stage. And what Nama Bhasa is? Sanketika Nama Bhasa. It's pointing towards somebody. It's not chanting directly, but pointing towards something else. You are chanting the name of Narayana, but the point was towards his son. It's called Sanketika Nama Bhasa. So he has the Nama Bhasa. Why he has the Nama Bhasa directly? Because he did not have any Nama Aparadha. Because he didn't chant before in holy name. That's why he didn't accumulate any aparadha. He directly got the Nama Bhasa. So because of Nama Bhasa, he got the mukti. Mukti means liberation from the material bondage. But he didn't get the highest perfection. He didn't go back to home where God had immediately. Then he born again in Haridwar in a sacred place. Then after that he performed his bhakti yoga. Then he went back to home where God had. So here we see like we have to see also like the which way we are chanting now. That's also important. But our thought. So like for those who are chanting the Shuddha Nam, for them it's not necessary they are here or they are in Golok Vrindavan. If they are here also they are in Krishna, they have Krishna Prem. Doesn't matter for them. But those are chanting with offense, for them is danger. Though they will get some benefit, but they won't get the ultimate benefit. But at least in Nama Bhasa still you'll get little more benefit. So everybody should try to chant holy name offenseless. That's our effort here. To chant offenselessly. Then at least if we get in Nama Bhasa even, there is some benefit. But our goal is to chant completely offenselessly Shuddha Nam. That's our goal. If we chant that name is Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnato Nama Namina. That name is that. But Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama is Chinta Mani. Chinta Mani means touchstone. No? Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. He is Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. And Chaitanya means is always Chaitana. Always has Chaitanya. Chaitanya Rasa is not Jada, he is Chaitanya. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha is the Rasa Vigraha. It's the form of the mellow, form of the bliss. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Suddha. He is Purna. Completely full. Doesn't need anything. Purna Suddha is completely pure. Purna Suddha. Nitya Mukta. Nitya is always Nitya. Eternal. Nitya Mukta. Always liberated. Never comes under the clutches of Maya. Nitya Mukta Abhinnato Nama Namina is non-different from Nama and Nami. That Krishna and Krishna's name, there is non-difference. And that name is that Krishna said in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sikshashtakam, Nam Nama Kari Bahudha Nija Sarva Sakti Tatrapita Niyamitaha Smaranena Kala. That verse is connecting to that. Krishna put all the strength on that holy name, which is completely pure. Not with Nama Bhasa or not with Nama Aparadha. So if we chant that holy name, it will completely control our mind and will detach from everything, and the time of death will think only lotus feet of Krishna. So that's the thing. And I will give another example here. Like, because I am just giving example last few days questions. So like somebody asked a question, which way we should think in the time of death? Like even we are performing the bhakti yoga, what should be our thought by the time of death? So, everybody knows one, our very great devotee called, his name, Haridas Thakur. Thakur Haridas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, is explained about his passing away. So, he was like, Haridas Thakur and our Sanatan Goswami were discussing, like, Haridas Thakur was glorifying Sanatana Goswami because Sanatana Goswami one time he decided to give his life under the chariot wheel, no? And Mahaprabhu knew, though he's antarjami, he went there. He said, how come you are thinking to give up your life? You already surrendered to me, and this is my body now. How come you are thinking to give up some other people's body, other person's property? How you want to destroy other person's property? This is not your right. You cannot do that. So that way Mahaprabhu left after that. Then on that connection, Haridas Thakur is glorifying Sanatana Goswami. Like Mahaprabhu thinks your body is his body. So Mahaprabhu is going to do so many activities through you. So you are the great devotee. Then in the other hand, Sanatana Goswami glorifying Haridas Thakur. That, but you are, why you are here? You are here because to glorify the holy name. And this age, this avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this avatar of Lord is to glorify holy name. And you are the acharya, and he made you the acharya of this holy name. So that way, one back and forth, they are just glorifying each other. So from here we see like Haridas Thakur was like a pure devotee. And one day what happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant Govinda, he went to see Haridas Thakur. And there he saw Haridas Thakur was little sick. He was not good health. Then he gave, then he asked, why are you sick? What happened? He said, no, I am all right, but my mind is not, my mind is ill. So why? Because I'm not able to finish my rounds, my sankhyanam. So then he came back and asked Mahaprabhu, he explained Mahaprabhu. So the next day Mahaprabhu went there to see Haridas Thakur. Then he sang. He asked like, what happened, Haridas? Why you are so concerned about to chant the holy name? You are already Siddha. Siddha there, who I want to do the sadhana. You already Siddha, you don't need to perform any sadhana anymore. But why you are doing this? Then he got the chance, interaction to talk to Mahaprabhu. Then that time he asked Mahaprabhu, now I have a feeling that you are going to end your leela here. So please, I do not want to see that leela. So I have a desire now. So please, I want to give up my life before you. He expressed his desire to Mahaprabhu. And here he is saying, like, which way he should give up his body. He's saying, Hridaye dharimu tomar kamala charana nayane dekhimu tomar chandavadana. He's saying, Hridaye dharimu tomar kamala charan. In my heart, I'll hold your lotus feet. And in my eyes, nayane dekhimu tomar chanda badana. In my eyes, I will see your lotus-like face. Jihaya ucharimu tomar Krishna Chaitanya nama eimato moricha chadimu parana. In my tongue, I want to chant your name, Krishna Chaitanya, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then that way, this is my desire to give up my body. So here, that is desire of Haridas Thakur. He wants to, how to give up the body. So we can learn from him, because he is a devotee, he is in our line. So we can learn from him the way we want to also give up our body. So next day what happened? Mahaprabhu then he said, oh, how can you go before me? Everything, all my activities related to you. If you go, then what I will do? So then Haridas Thakur said, no, don't do any more maya to me. Please fulfill this desire, at least one desire. So Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. So then he left that day. And next day morning, after seeing Lord Jagannath in temple, he came. And came to Haridas Thakur with all the devotees, like all the associates. Like Nithyananda Prabhu, Aditya Acharya, Bakreshwar Pandit, to any name you take. All the devotees were present, everybody came to Haridas, that place, Siddhavakul, the place Haridas Thakur was living. And there, they started a huge sankirtan, big sankirtan. Mahaprabhu was dancing, and the time came then Haridas Thakur.
Haridasa nijagrete prabhure basa ila nijanetra duibhringa mukha padme dila.
So Haridas Thakur, he just put Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him, and then nijagrate Haridas nijagrate prabhure basa ila nijanetra duibhringa mukha padme dila. So those two eyes, like he's here explaining, Prabhupada explaining, Ruthu Maharaj, he put his ear then on the eyebrow, no, here. He's putting the, he's concentrating on that point. Same way all the Haridas Thakur is doing here. So, Nijagrate Prabhure Vasaila, Nijanetra Duibhringa Mukha Padme Dila. So, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus face on that two eyes, just constant, nothing else. So, same way he's also doing.
So hridaye ani dharila prabhu ra charana sarva bhakta padarenu mastaka bhusana.
So then so hridaye ani dharila prabhu ra charana, he put Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet in his heart, then he took the dust of all the devotees, dust from all the devotees' lotus feet on his head.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Balen Bara Bara Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netra Jaladhara.
So then Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Balen Bara Bara. By that time when he's left his body, he's saying Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Like that. By saying Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bara 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 many many times. Then Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netra Jaladhar. So he was just drinking the nectar from lotus face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, drinking the nectar. And the tears are coming out from his eyes, just like continuous tear.
Maha Jogeshwara Praya Dekhi Swachhande Marana.
No.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Karite Ucharana. Name rasa hita prana kaila utkramana.
So by saying Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he left his body. So this is the, like, the way one should think in the time of death. Like we are practicing bhakti yoga. Is who is ishta? Like every devotee has different ishta, no? Like somebody is ishta Nisingadev, somebody is Ishta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somebody is Shyamasundar. Whoever who is Ishta, they should think about in the time of death, them. So, by that way, they will get the perfection. By chanting their name, like Haridas Thakur's Ishta is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He chanted his name and he left his body and he went back, home back to Godhead. So, this is the process, like we have to do. So, that way, after that, Haridas Thakur passes. Then everybody thought, oh, this is like the death of Bhishma Dev. So like Bhishma Dev, what happened? Like when Bhishma Dev was on the bed of arrows, that time, what he did? He was waiting for the time also. But main point was, he was waiting for Krishna that time. When Krishna comes, only he will leave the body, you know. This Uttarayan and all this is like secondary. Like, see, in every tattvas, like every philosophy, like in our line, see, we have like two considerations. One is called the absolute consideration, one is called apparent consideration. The absolute consideration, which is called tattva, apparent consideration called apat vichar. One is called tattva vichar, one is called apat vichar. So, tattva vichar is Bhishma Dev was waiting for Krishna. And apat vichar, this is the secondary consideration, like partial consideration, that is, oh, he was waiting for the time, place, and all these things. But man, his tattva vichara is, we take, that is, he was waiting for Krishna. So when Krishna came, he also did the same way. Saw Krishna, then he left his body. So these are the devotees. They do like that. So in the time of death, they will think of Krishna. And another way also that, when we chant this holy name, the another effect is that in the time of death, Chaitanya and Nithai, they will come to our mind and remember us, Krishna. Made us remember Krishna. Who was chanting holy name perfectly. So that's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line and assurance to whoever following this bhakti yoga. So that's why here we see like all the, from our, in our line, like we first study the Bhagavad Gita, then we study Srimad Bhagavatam, then we study Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in these three books we see like Bhagavad Gita gives us a theory, completely whole theory, what to do or not to do. Then after when you come to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes us through the devotees first time. What to know. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it gives us a little more mellow, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's past times. So that way, a devotee will, even before death even, all devotee, whoever follow this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, will get everything. And after, when he dies, he'll go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the today's verse. And also, Prabhupada also explaining the similar thing. And also another thing explains Prabhupada here, whoever like goes, leave the body like that in yogic way, they will merge into the Brahman. Unless they have the idea about this, about the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Lok or Krishna Lok. If they don't have the idea, they will merge, simply will merge in the Brahman. So, and from Brahman, to come back from Brahman, directly go back to the home, to Godhead is not possible. 99.9% is not possible. To go back to home, back Godhead again, one has to come to the material world again, then next, then from here he has to do the sadhana, again he has to go. Then why will just one person will go to this Brahmajyoti? It's unnecessary, no? It's not useful. Why not necessary to go there? From here directly we know the things, we have to just straight to back home, back to Godhead. So, all this, and after that so many verses will come also regarding this this topic. So today I will stop here. And anybody has any question or comments, please go ahead and...
In Prem Vibhar there is a mention, if sinful person chant only one name in whole life, that name will dismiss so many sins accumulated by many previous life, like in Prem Vibhar there is a mention, Ek Krishna Mir Papi Jat Pap Chai. Bahu janme sei papi karite narai. Equal one holy name, yeah. Sinful person, they cannot accumulate sin in many lives. So holy name is always transcendental. But chanter should be, chanter there is a many variety, many category. But holy name is always transcendental. If someone chant only one holy name, that name, there is a power, they can dismiss many sin accumulated by in previous so many life. So how this is practical, how you can imagine on this?
See, that holy name is explained, like one holy name can eradicate that much of sinful activity, one sinful person cannot do that much of sin. So that is correct, but see, like one sinful person is here, but the pure holy name, when we say pure name, see, name is pure always, huh? That holy name is always pure, but it gets some coverings. Like according to our heart, we cannot reach to that point. Like see, another sense, you know the banyan trees, they have the, what are they called? Ropes like, roots. Roots are from that branches, comes down. No? Yeah, so those are like, it's always there. If we want to hang, we want to climb, then we have to go there and climb on that. Then only happen. So this pure holy name is like that. It is always pure, but it will only manifest in the pure heart. It will not manifest. It's a manifest and non-manifest is here. Pure name will manifest only the purest heart. When there is a nature is pure, then holy name will manifest on that time. That's why it said, but when by mercy, by the mercy of devotee or by the mercy of Krishna, if one person chants the holy, pure holy name. See, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here and is a sinful person is here, he can make him powerful to chant the pure name immediately. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do immediately. Then that holy name, holy name is the same way you are asking. But to chant that pure name, we have to have purity or the mercy. That's why our mercy is coming also here. One is so much merciful, then he can chant also immediately. Like when Ajamila chanted that name, he didn't have aparadh, but he went up until Namabhasa. Because he did the Namabhasa. So that way, so pure name to chant, you need the mercy of Lord and devotees. One moment one can chant pure name, or one moment, like Prabhupada, when he was singing the pure names. That's what immediately became so many devotees. So that's the pure name chanting. So when we chant, it depends on like how much purity in our heart. From that we'll see, like when we chant, we may not make so many devotees, because we can make the devotees according to our cleanness, according to our purity. If a pure devotee chants, immediately it attracts people. That's the difference. But holy name is always pure, powerful, always pure. Like Naman Chintamani Krishna, Nam is always has that power, because Nam never comes under the Maya. When anybody comes under the Maya, he loses his strength. But name will not come under the Maya. That means he won't lose his strength any time. He's always intact, always same strength. But this is we have to chant pure name. That's the pure name thing comes here again. Yes. Yeah. Yes, any time. That's the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for the Kali Yuga people especially. Yes. Yeah. Reaction will be there, but he may not get the ultimate benefit. The ultimate benefit of a holy name is Krishna Prem. Yeah, we won't get that. That's why the division is there. Nama Aparadha, Nama Bhasa, and Sudhanam. Sudhanam, Nama Aparadha, even can get a Mukti. Until Mukti, one can get. So Nama Aparadha, even somebody is doing Nama Aparadha, still they will get all these material benefits easily. Dharma, Artha, Karma, easily will get even Nama Aparadha. And then Nama Bhasa, they will get the Mukti. Then Sudhanam, Krishna Pad Padme, Prem Bhakti. Sudhanam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice class. How one can reach to, at stage of Namabhas? How we can realize that he is now attained this Namabhas stage?
See, when we start chanting, first name offenses will come in front of us. When we check the one by one, all the name offenses, next stage is Namabhasa. Namabhasa is like a shadow. That we know the sun is there, but it's covered with a cloud. But we cannot say that the sun is not there. We have the idea completely that sun is there, but it's covered with a cloud. So the same way, Namabhasa is that the name is there, but it's covered with a cloud. That cloud is all this, like Sanketika, Hela, Stobha. Like different kinds of Namabhasas are there. One is Sanketik Namabhasa, like Ajamil did. He pointed out towards his sun, but he chanted Narayan. This is like a Sanketik Namabhasa. And one is like Hela. Hela means neglecting nama, also like namabhas, that kind of namabhas. Because sometimes we chant, we are not doing any offense, but sometimes we are lazy, we are not chanting properly, the way it explained, the way the acharya said, the way the shastra said, we are not doing that, then we are little hela, little laziness. Then stobha. Stobha means sometimes we give, like stobha normally devotees, they don't do the stobha. Stobha is like a comment, like give a some, pass some like comment, no? Pass some like some, what they say that? Like other religion people, like Muslims or their people there. Oh, why these Hindus are chanting Ram, 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 Ram? Why the Hindus are chanting this Krishna, Krishna, no? This is like Hela, Namavas, they do also. Yeah. So that way, when these things will go away, carefully, then the Sudhanam will come. But Namavas one will get after the Namaparath immediately. If there is no Namaparath, means Namavas immediately start. Like all these 10 offenses will go away, then immediately Namabhasa will start. But after that, Sudhanam. Yeah, only Sudhanam. Only Sudhanam can give the prem.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How does a devotee feel and what does he experience while chanting Sudhanama?
See, Sudhanam chanting, many symptoms have come, but Sudhanam means you will get Krishna Prem. So when one get Krishna Prem, the Ashtasattvic Bhava will come, automatic. These are the Bhavas will come, Sudhanam. Because Sudhanam is Krishna himself, no? Like Krishna is standing in front of you. in front of anybody even, the way one jiva can feel, Supreme Lord is there. And Krishna is so beautiful, so attractive. Like Krishna, you cannot explain Krishna. Like Krishna is like something like acharyas are explained, but still Krishna is beyond that explanation even. So that is, Krishna is in front of you. That means Suddhanam you are chanting means Krishna is in front of us. So that way we will feel. And the feeling will be like astrosatik bhav, which we don't know yet.
So the conclusion is that it is not so easy to chant Suddhanam.
Well, if one is follow the path, sadhan path plus the mercy, both. Like in our path, like is two nitis, like two nyayas, two justice. One is called the Marjaranaya, one is called the Markatanaya. Like Marjaranaya, Marjan means the small cat, kitten, billy, eh? What the cat, huh? Small cat, Marjaranaya. So in the Marjaranaya, what do we do? What Marjara does? The small kitten, the mother completely take care. Wherever the mother goes, she take on his on her teeth, no? From one place to another place. That small cat, she doesn't do, or she or he doesn't do anything. No effort. But in Markatanaya, what happened? When a monkey, small monkey, what he does? He just get hold, no? Get hold of the mother monkey. So this, in our line, Vaishnava line, this our Mahaprabhu's line, we need two, both. That means, first we start with the monkey, like we have to hold spiritual master or Krishna, like this. Like without you, I'd have no strength. But in other way also, same time we have to think, like, my effort is not enough. My effort is nothing. I need your complete ahituki krupa. That means, without any condition. I need your mercy without any condition. That kripa also I need. So that kripa plus my effort, little effort, we'll put together, then we'll reach the place. That way we can chant the holy name. Because mercy is there. Mercy is so powerful. Because mercy is so powerful, in a very sinful person can chant immediately Harinam. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he took Jagai Madhai, you know. Jagai Madhai, immediately he took away all the sins and then they chanted the holy name. That's the mercy. And little effort will be there. We'll follow the, like Sadhu Guru Vaishnava.
Thank you, Prabhu. Okay. So the final conclusion is that we should go on waiting for the mercy of Vaishnava, spiritual master and Krishna.
That one also, yeah. Our efforts should go on. Without, in order that we'll just leave effort and wait for the mercy. We do everything, like the way we are doing now, sadhana we are doing, we'll do the sadhana, plus we have to wait for the mercy. Like the Bhaktivinoda Thakur very much stressed on the mercy, that ahituki krupa. Without the ahituki krupa, we cannot go away. We cannot go from this place. And that was also like, and that is also that mercy to whomever Krishna would choose, he will give that mercy. No? Bahuna Srutena Vada, that verse they said, na pravachana na labhyana, that verse said. By listening, by doing so many sadhanas, it will not affect anything. Unless the Krishna chooses somebody to give his ahitiki kripa, he would give only. So we have to wait for that ahitiki kripa, that conditionless mercy from Krishna, causeless mercy of Krishna. When you get that causeless mercy, that's the benefit. I can say that is 80%, this is 20%, or maybe that is 90%, this is 10%. But we have to do this 10%. We cannot be 0% and completely depend on mercy. But we'll do our effort. Whatever the sadhana vidhi we know now, it's like we are not following all the sadhana vidhis. Like in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami, and the way they are written, we are not following everything. But whatever the sadhana vidhi we know, whatever the sadhana vidhi prescribed by our spiritual master, current spiritual master, we'll follow that much, and then we depend on mercy of Supreme Lord. Then we'll get the ultimate benefit. It will be easy. Hare Krishna. Srimad Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bhagavatam.